Well, the majority of my interviews are coming tonight. I think I have like 10 tonight. I had two last night, one with the Jets, and then I had another one
Oregon
with the Saints.
Wide receiver Byron Marshall, table one.
Saints,
Oregon,
yeah.
Oregon wide receiver Byron Marshall, table one.
Memphis football was a one-win program. Yet 2 years later, we're talking about them as a dark horse college football playoff contender. What was the biggest difference that you saw in between those couple of years of change?
Well, I know when we first got there, like you said, Memphis was basically the laughing stock of our conference and almost nationally. But Coach Fuente came in there with a strong plan that he wanted to implement on those guys. And
Nebraska
and
defensive
he,
tackle
you know,
Vincent Valentine, table four. Defensive tackle Vincent Valentine, table four.
He did a great job at teaching guys how to do things the right way. And, you know, the guys who really didn't understand it and stuff like that kind of got weaved out in the process as it went. But, you know, he had a couple group of guys that wanted to work and change things around and believed in his process, and that's what happened. Then guys started following that, and then now you got older guys teaching those younger guys how to do it. So hopefully that program keeps going up. What's that? I ran into them at the train station. I was actually right before we came over here. I was kind of walking around the area and seeing what teams were in what rooms, because they just gave us this card with the room number. So I was just kind of marking who was who, and I didn't get a chance to see if I met with the Texans tonight. But I definitely talked to them in the train station. It was good.
How much did the coach leaving affect your bowl preparations and your game in particular?
Well, I'm not one to make excuses for any reason. Auburn was a good football team. I think that we definitely underestimated them, and their record did not show for how good of a football program that was. And Coach Fuente leaving obviously affected
Auburn
us.
Auburn linebacker Casanova McKenzie, table two.
And a couple of those offensive coaches left as well, like our offensive line coach, our receivers coach, left with Fuente that week. So it was rough in preparation, but I'm not one to make excuses for anything that we did, like not executing that week, and I didn't play as well as I should have. So there's that. Yes, I did. I actually had a there he is. Yeah, that's my man right there. I had the Slash poster in my room all through college and my younger days. Oh, yeah. Me and Coach Fuente have a very strong relationship. I had a good relationship with all those coaches. They've all been, you know, blowing up my phone this week, and all those players, you know, telling me to go out there and, you know, put on for Memphis. So, I respect Coach Fuente and what he did. You know, he had a better opportunity for him and his family, and he took that. But he's been nothing but helpful every step of the way. I think that, in my opinion, those guys that separate themselves from being an average quarterback and a great quarterback, at those guys who just, you know, get it to click mentally, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, guys like that, who jump out at you now, like in this era, you know, those guys are just so smart when it comes to the game. They don't have to think twice about what they're going to see on film. And then what they see that next week, you know, they just go out there and they're playing and they're making their team better.
Actually, it seems like they like to move the pocket with you. Are you more comfortable throwing the ball from hash to the numbers on the move?
Well, I didn't really throw the ball at all in high school because we were wing T offense. But when I got to Memphis, that's the first time I actually started throwing the ball in general. So we kind of tested a few things out. And, you know, when I first came in, I was just kind of a big, skinny, lanky guy. So they didn't really know what I could and couldn't do. So they just kind of started trying things out, moving me in the pocket and stuff like that. But, I'm confident in my abilities and what I can and can't do. And throwing on the run is not one of the things I can't do. But standing in the pocket and making hash to sideline throws is also something I don't think I'll have a problem with.
Do you think the biggest question mark about you from teams is the level of competition, or is it the type of offense?
I think it's, at this point, it's the type of offense I was playing in, because we played good teams like Ole Miss, and also our conference was really strong this year with Temple and Houston and Navy, but we kind of messed that up at the end of the season when we all beat each other and knocked each other out of the rankings. But sitting down and talking to these teams, you know, the schemes are obviously going to be a little bit different. I'm going to have to be calling plays from the huddle, but that's nothing I don't see Oklahoma as a struggle as long as I work on it. But I know some of the pass protections and stuff like that are similar, just different terminology and a little small things here and there. But as long as I get to work, I don't see it as something I can handle. Well, right now, I've always relied on my athletic ability with my size and arm strength in college, but I know that'll be a little different when I get to the NFL. You know, those guys are a lot faster, and those windows are a lot smaller, and those defenses do a lot more tricky stuff than they do in college. But, you know, I'm working hard, I'm training, and when I finally get to a mini camp or rookie camp, whenever that is, I'll know just how different it is. But it's obviously going to take some time to adjust, but, you know, I'm ready and I'm excited for it. Well, I had two issues with my left. I had an issue with my left knee and my right knee, and then an issue with my AC joints. And when I hurt my AC joint back in my redshirt sophomore year of college against Cincinnati, I didn't realize that I had I think they said it was like just a small fracture in my clavicle. So that popped up on the x-ray, but it was healed, but there was just some like pieces of bone, I guess, just floating around in there. So it spooked a team or two, I think, and that's why they requested the MRIs and all that. But I mean, I didn't miss a game or a practice or a single throw because of it. And, you know, none of those injuries bother me today. You know, I'm 100%, so I was more than willing to do whatever they needed me to do. Obviously seeing defenses a little bit more clearly, but I know that the height difference will be a lot different in the NFL than it was in college. You know, in the NFL, all those guys are just freaks. They're huge. You know, they all look, you know, Cam Newton's basically playing every position in the NFL. Those guys are so big. But I think having the height that I have, I'm able to see the field a little bit more easier than some guys that aren't as tall. But to the flip side of that, those guys can see you just as easy. You know, I'm not sure what situation I'm going to get put into. I'll be happy and honored to go wherever I go. And however a team needs to use me, that's how I'm going to be. I've always been a team guy. You know, I'm not about myself. It's all about, you know, giving those other guys the credit. And whatever I need to do to help that team, I will do. But, you know, if it's coming in and sitting behind a guy, I'm still going to, you know, compete and push him. And that's how teams get better, in my opinion. But if it's a team where I need to start, you know, I'm going to formulate a plan and stick to that plan and get to work. But like I said, right now I'm just focused on helping whatever team I go to. Definitely. Just because of being in the shotgun. And I know a lot of teams in the NFL, basically all of them, are under-centered teams. But, you know, there's been some coaches spitting some facts to me about you know, like 61% of the snaps were out of the shotgun this year. So I think the game is kind of going that way. But obviously it's still not fully that way. So I have to get used to those 3-step, 5-steps, and 7 drops. But that's all I've been doing. So, you know, I'm very confident in that. Well, like I said earlier, you know, I never really threw on the run or anything like that. So everything that I did at Memphis was just kind of a learning process when I first got there. So, you know, I'm still learning. I don't think I've reached my ceiling. I don't think I've reached my full potential. I think there's still things that coaches can teach me to help better my game. And that's definitely one of them that I can better. Very important because, you know, this draft, there's so many good guys that are coming out. It's so close with all the quarterbacks. You know, there's really no guy who's standing out right now. So any little edge you can get to compete against these guys, whether it's throwing or agility and all that stuff, you kind of want to take advantage of that. So whenever, you know, whenever I first got invited to the combine, you know, it was a no-brainer for me that I was going to throw just because I want to be able to compete and go show all those coaches and GMs that, you know, what they could get in person when I'm throwing those receivers live. But I know those guys are going to be ready to compete, and it should be a lot of fun.
Does it motivate you that those two guys are widely talked about in the top two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of guy who always finds something. You know, there's always something there to put a chip on your shoulder and drive yourself to work even harder. And, you know, that's how it's been for me since I came out of high school. I mean, I didn't have no offers. I got to Memphis, and, you know, people said, why are you going to Memphis? Like, they'll never win ball games. So we were the underdog there, and look what happened. So I've been used to this, and I'm going to approach it like I always have. I'm just going to, you know, keep my head down and worry about myself and go to work.
Last question.
Well, I'm not surprised, just because I've always had self-confidence. Ever since I was a kid, you know, I used to watch these guys on TV, and, you know, I always dreamed one day I'd be there, and I always had in the back of my mind that, you know, as long as I worked hard, I'd give my, you know, and kept my faith strong, you know, God would give me opportunity to accomplish my dreams, and he has, and, you know, I'm doing everything I can to accomplish those dreams, like right now. So, you know, I'm just staying focused, and I'm ready to get to work tomorrow.